This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. In addition to its patented protein blend, their formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system and makes it an easy-to-digest formula. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code Dr. Nicole for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Back in the day when my girls were born, it was not easy to share photos and videos with loved ones, but you have a fantastic option available, the Family Album app. The Family Album app was created in 2015 and has operated in the long term to give parents a secure and easy way to share photos and videos with loved ones. It's a totally secure personal haven for your family's memories. I love that there's no third-party ads, no unwanted eyes. Now, let me share some of the great features that make the Family Album app a go-to app. First off, the app automatically sorts photos and videos by month, allowing you to swipe back in time and see how your child has grown. No more scrolling through endless feeds or searching through folders. Another cool feature about the Family Album app is you can order 8 free photo prints every month to be delivered to your home. It's really nice to have some tangible pictures to hold onto or share to document each month of your baby's life. Plus, the Family Album app has unlimited storage and it is totally free. Yes, you heard that right. No more worrying about running out of space or being bombarded by ads when you're just trying to relive those heartwarming moments. So if you are still trying to use other messaging apps for your kids' photos, it is time to level up your family photo game with a free photo sharing app. Head over to the App Store today, search Family Album, it's all one word, download the app, and start creating a legacy of love one photo at a time. In this shorty episode, I'm answering a listener question about bicornuate uterus. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. If you're having a baby in the hospital, you are giving birth in a system that too often takes away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a practicing board certified OBGYN who's had the privilege of helping well over 1,000 babies into this world. I've been a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm here to help you take back your power, advocate for yourself, and have the beautiful pregnancy and birth that you deserve. This podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether this is your first time listening or you have been here before, thank you for being with me today. In these short episodes that get released on Thursdays, I cover topics that can be covered quickly, or I share stories or what's on my mind. And now I have added answering listener questions. I got the question below from Monica. She sent it to me as a DM on Instagram, and it says, "Hi, Dr. Rankins. I love your podcast and just signed up for your free birth plan class. I'm in my first trimester. This is my first pregnancy, and I'm a little nervous. I was born with one kidney and a bicornuate uterus. I'm learning I may be at higher risk for breech and may have to have a C-section. Maybe this can be a small topic for a future podcast. Any information you have about women with a heart-shaped uterus giving birth would be amazing, and a vaginal birth is possible. Thank you for all you do. You are wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Monica, for sending me that message. And yes, I can answer the question of what are the things that folks may encounter when they have a heart-shaped uterus. Now, before we get into that, Monica says she signed up for my free birth plan class and she's only in her first trimester. I love it. I love someone who is proactive about getting ready for their birth. And I hope that you are also proactive about getting ready for your birth and check out my free birth plan class, Make a Birth Plan the Right Way. It gives you a step-by-step process for making a birth plan that actually works to help you have the birth that you want. The class is completely free. You get a nice workbook that goes with it. Folks really just love the class. So you can check out the birth plan class at drnicolerankins.com/birth plan. So let's talk about bicornuate or heart-shaped uterus. So a bicornuate uterus is a congenital anomaly where the uterus is shaped like a heart with a deep indentation at the top. Normally it's kind of shaped like a pear, but with this, it's shaped more like a heart. And the condition occurs during fetal development when the uterus does not fully fuse, resulting in a uterus that has two separate cavities. Now, the uterus actually starts out as two separate structures and they fuse together to form one uterus. And when they don't fully fuse, that's when you have that heart-shaped uterus, or bicornuate uterus is the medical term. Now, when the cavities don't fuse at all, that's called a uterine didelphys, and that's when you have two separate completely uteri. As a matter of fact, there was a story in the news, I want to say maybe in January of this year, where a woman had twins and each one of the babies was in a separate uterus. The impact of a bicornuate uterus on a pregnancy can really vary. It's hard to give specific numbers. It's just really, really variable. In some cases, or in many cases, I should say, you have no difficulties at all, either getting pregnant or carrying a pregnancy to full term. However, there are potential complications that are associated with a bicornuate uterus, including increased risk of miscarriage. Women with a bicornuate uterus may have a higher risk of miscarriage compared to those who have a normal shaped uterus. This risk is particularly elevated in the second trimester. And it's really hard to find specific numbers for all of these things. Most of the things I read was just like increased. So I wish I could give a little bit more specific information, but there is an increased risk of miscarriage. There is also an increased risk of preterm birth. The risk is higher because the baby may not have as much space to grow and develop properly throughout the pregnancy, and that can increase the chances of preterm birth. There is also an increased risk of the baby being in a breech position, which then leads to an increased risk of cesarean birth, because these days we pretty much routinely, for breech babies, the recommendation is a cesarean birth. It's hard to find a physician who's comfortable with vaginal breech birth. Well, hello there. Today I want to highlight an eye-opening documentary for anyone interested in the journey of childbirth, The Business of Being Born, available on Informed Pregnancy Plus. This powerful film delves into the contemporary childbirth experience in the United States, comparing natural births, midwives, epidurals, and cesarean sections. It's an enlightening exploration produced by Ricky Lake, aimed at uncovering the maternity care system and encouraging a dialogue about your birth choices. Informed Pregnancy Plus brings this critical conversation to your living room. For less than 25 cents a day, you'll unlock the documentary among a treasure trove of other resources designed to empower and inform you from fertility through parenting. Embrace an informed and empowered journey to parenthood with Informed Pregnancy Plus. Start with The Business of Being Born today at informedpregnancy.tv. And for a limited time, you can access this and more for free. Just visit informedpregnancy.tv to sign up. Remember, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to bringing new life into this world. And then there's also an increased risk of growth restriction, where the baby doesn't grow as well because of the limited space in the uterus or reduced space in the uterus that may affect the baby's growth. And that may lead to, again, that fetal growth restriction. Now, I don't want to be all doom and gloom for sure, because it is not all doom and gloom. Most women with a bicornuate uterus may not necessarily experience these complications, and many, many go on to have successful pregnancies without any issues. We just have to watch things closely during the pregnancy with ultrasounds to make sure the baby's growth is okay, check on the position of the baby, and just do the best you can to take the best care of yourself that you can. Now, I want to talk for a minute about the relationship between the kidneys and the uterus, because Monica mentioned that she also has one kidney. And there's a reason that she has one kidney, or that kidney issues are associated with things that happen with the uterus. So the relationship between a bicornuate uterus and the kidneys lies in the embryologic development of these structures. So during fetal development, both the uterus and kidneys originate from the same embryonic tissue known as the intermediate mesoderm. So the urogenital system, and that includes the kidneys and the reproductive organs, undergo a complex developmental process during that early embryogenesis, when we're tiny, tiny embryos, this complex growth occurs. And it involves the formation of structures known as the Mullerian ducts. Now, these Mullerian ducts will eventually give rise to the female reproductive organs, including the uterus. The kidneys develop from something called the mesonephric ducts, but the step before that was that intermediate mesoderm that they're both coming from. So in a normal developmental process, like I said, the Mullerian ducts will fuse to form that single unpartitioned uterus. However, if there's partial fusion or incomplete fusion of the Mullerian ducts, it can resolve in that bicornuate uterus, or in rare circumstances, two completely separate uteri. Now, the bicornuate uterus itself does not directly affect the kidneys. They just share a common developmental origin. So sometimes when there's an anomaly in one system, there may be an associated anomaly in the other system. Not all individuals who have a bicornuate uterus will have a kidney issue as well. It's just more that they have this shared embryological origin. It's not a direct causation. So if you see things in one system, you may see things in the other. All right, now to answer your question about, can you have a vaginal birth? Absolutely. It is absolutely possible for you to have a successful vaginal birth with a bicornuate uterus. Absolutely, for sure. It is not guaranteed that you have to have a C-section. Some factors that are going to influence whether or not you have a vaginal birth is the degree of the heart shape in your uterus, because it can vary between different people. In some cases, the anomaly might be mild. And if that's the case, then it's more likely that you're going to have a vaginal birth. In more severe cases, if the uterine cavity is very divided, then that increases the chance of the baby being in a breech position where they just don't have enough room to move around. And then that's going to increase the chances of a cesarean birth. Now, for Monica, she mentioned that this is her first pregnancy, but if you've had a prior pregnancy with a bicornuate uterus and you had a vaginal birth, then chances are higher that you're going to have another successful vaginal birth. And similarly, if you had a C-section before because of a malpresentation for the baby or breech presentation, then that does increase the chances. And then, of course, we have to look at your overall health history and how things are going as well. But do know that, yes, it is possible for you to have a vaginal birth with a bicornuate uterus. I can't give a specific number, but know that it definitely is possible. Okay, so there you have it. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to me right now. That's the only way you're going to know about these short episodes, because I don't really mention them on social media or any place else. So be sure to subscribe so you do not miss them. And if you have a question that you want me to answer in an upcoming episode, then reach out to me on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. Just send me a DM, let me know what you're thinking, and maybe your question will be answered in a future show. So that's it for this episode. Do come on back next week, and remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.